Saturday, December the 11th, 2010, Fortev at 5771, Shabbat, Barshavai Gosh, and he approached. John 21.
Breakfast by the Sea.
After these things, Yeshua revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They told him, "We are also coming with you." They immediately went out and entered into the boat. That night, they caught nothing. But when day had already come, Yeshua stood on the beach, yet the disciples didn't know that it was Yeshua. Yeshua therefore said to them, "Children, have you anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." They cast it therefore, and now they weren't able to draw it in for the multitude of fish. That disciple therefore whom Yeshua loved said to Peter, "It's Adonai." So when Simon Peter heard that it was Adonai, he wrapped his coat around him, for he was naked, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits away, dragging the net full of fish. So when they got out in the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Yeshua said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up, and drew the net to land, full of great fish, 153, and even though there were so many, the net wasn't torn. Yeshua said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." None of the disciples dared inquire of him, "Who are you?" Knowing that it was Adonai, then Yeshua came and took the bread, gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Yeshua was revealed to his disciples, after he had risen from the dead.
Yeshua restores Peter.
So when they had eaten their breakfast, Yeshua said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Adonai, you know that I have affection for you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Adonai, you know that I have affection for you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you have affection for me?" Peter was grieved because he asked him the third time, "Do you have affection for me?" He said to him, "Adonai, you know everything. You know that I have affection for you." Yeshua said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most certainly I tell you, when you were young, you dressed yourself, and walked where you wanted to. But when you were old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you, and carry you where you don't want to go." Now he said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify Elohim. When he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me."
The beloved disciple and his book.
Then Peter, turning around, saw a disciple following. This was the disciple whom Yeshua sincerely loved, the one who had also leaned on Yeshua's breast at the supper and asked Adonai, "Who is going to betray you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Yeshua, "Adonai, what about this man?" Yeshua said to him, "If I desire that he stay until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." This saying therefore went out among the brothers, that this disciple wouldn't die. Yet Yeshua didn't say to him that he wouldn't die, but, "If I desire that he stay until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies about these things, and wrote these things. We know that his witness is true. There are also many other things which Yeshua did, which if they would all be written, I suppose that even the world itself wouldn't have room for the books that would be written. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain. End of Parashah Vayigash, and he approached, Hanukkah 5-8 candles, Festival of Lights. Praise Yah. HNV Yet is a public domain draft version of the World English Bible, Messianic Edition, names of Most High restored and headings added by DCB. Please see worldenglishbible.org http://worldenglishbible.org/ for more information. Background music uses actual Tanakh scripture Hebrew letters as notes. Background Hebrew letter music from freely available Brit Hadashah, NT in Hebrew by Franz Telitzich, orchestrations, effects, Copyright 2010 by Dan Blana. Hebrew vocal background audio, permission from Snana Kodesh site, Audio Scriptures International, United Bible Society, 1976. Some elements from Hepkel.com. Copyright 2010 Michael J. Radwin, licensed under a Creative Commons license, which is permission to share, to copy, distribute and transmit the work, or to remix, to adapt the work. Some elements. Copyright 2010 Simchat Torah Beit Midrash. P.O. Box 4810, Parker, Colorado 80134. This is a companion to the STBM calendar. To buy the calendar, phone 1-866-TORAH-TV or 1-866-867-2488. Website, www.torah.tv.